For this exercise, you will need to find a place to lie down and get comfortable. Make sure that if you need something under your head, please find a little pillow or something, just enough so that your head isn't falling back, but also not lifted as though your throat is cut off. So for some of you, many of you, you may not need anything, but just tune into that. And just start out with your legs actually bent, your knees bent, so your feet are standing. Feet standing and your feet kind of hip width apart. And also your knees hip width apart, such that they aren't falling in or falling out, so that your knees are really directly over your ankles and in line with your hip joints. Just so you have a nice, firm, solid base with your 2 feet. And just begin to notice. Just notice the pressure that you make with your body against the ground. Just see if one foot is standing a little more solidly than the other. And just maybe find out if you need to shift or switch where your feet are placed, just so that they're really comfortable. And maybe trace the line from your feet up into your knees. Into your hips, into that large, strong structure in the middle of your body that's your pelvis. And while you track and scan this lower part of your body, just noticing what you do with your breathing, your breath. Can your breath just be free to notice these places in your body? And then if you track a little higher up to the area around your lower back, and just see if there's a little bit of space behind there, if there's any residual tension from your day from standing. This is a very common area where people will find tension. And there might be some right there for you, and there might not. So you just tune into that. And then tracking upwards towards the ribs. Can you sense the back of your ribs touching the ground? Higher up your back, your shoulder blades. Is there pressure behind them equally, or does one feel different than the other? And then all the way up to your head, how do you feel the back of your skull resting against the ground? And just very gently allowing your head to move a little, maybe to the right, to the left, even a little up and a little down, as if you're nodding a little bit. Just small, really small. And then leave that. And actually bring your attention back to your breathing. Just scan how it is occurring right now, how the inhale happens, how the exhale happens. And on the next inhalation, just bring awareness to the area around your pelvis and your lower back. Maybe even allow your hands to travel down to that bony part of your pelvis, those big, strong bones on the outside of yourself. Often people call them your hips, but it's actually the bones of your pelvis, that big ledge where your waistline is, where you might have a belt buckle or where your pants might sit. And just feel that area, just gently. Notice your breathing as you do that. And very gently, just start to roll your pelvis up and down such that a little bit more pressure comes into your lower back. It's not just a motion of tilting and then releasing, but of rolling, really feeling a rolling across the back of your pelvis, the area that's called your sacrum, so that you roll your pelvis and you flatten your lower back a little bit into the ground, gently. And then rolling it back. And when you roll it back, that might make more of an arch in your back such that there's a little bit of space under the lower back. And this movement is done with a speed that's comfortable for you, but not fast. It's not back and forth, back and forth. It's just sort of back and forth. Slow in a pace that feels okay to you and safe to you. And then perhaps coordinate your inhalation such that on the inhale, as you inhale in, you roll your pelvis so that you flatten your back a little bit. You feel your pubic bone lift up. And then as you exhale, you roll your pelvis the other way. Out. And you slow your breathing down to an easy pace so that it coordinates with this rolling up and flattening of your back as you inhale. And then exhaling out, letting your belly be free. As you go the other way, as you arch your back and feel your pelvis roll the other way. And you just gently go back and forth with this movement. Very simple, very slow, making it as easy as you possibly can. And as you do this movement of your pelvis, just track and find out if your head, if the back of your skull changes pressure across the ground in any way. Can you sense any pull through the spine that allows your head to be free? Notice if there's any tension in your jaw. Just sort of loosely scan the areas higher up on your body. And as you do this, can you feel your feet? Just gently supporting this up and down movement of your pelvis and potentially any movement that might transfer up into your head. Just following the inhale as you roll your pelvis up to flatten your back. And then the exhale as you go back to more of an arching of the back. Keeping this movement within comfort, not trying to find a stretch or a strain or any pain. Making it easy. And then just let that be. Rest. Maybe let your legs go down so they're long, so your legs are long against the ground. Feet are no longer supporting your legs. They can rest. And just trace your breath now. Notice what it does. And then is it possible with your legs long to just loosely imagine, just imagine the rolling, how you might roll your pelvis with your legs long. It won't move as far because of the mechanics now. With your legs being long, you have more weight pulling on your pelvic structure. But to just slightly shift and tilt the pelvis and feel the pubic bone lift up a little bit such that your back might press just a little bit more into the ground. And can you coordinate your breathing with this? So that as you inhale in, you tilt the pelvis and flatten the back a little bit. And then as you exhale, let the belly relax. Let the back arch just a touch. And you go slow and easy, feeling this lifting and lowering. Letting the breath guide the pelvis and letting your pelvis guide your breath. And as you do this, can you also tune into what happens in your head, higher up with your neck? Is there any slight change in the position of your skull against the ground and allowing any flow to go through the spine upwards to the top of your head? And then just leave that. And just let yourself rest here on the ground. If you want to, continue with a few more movements, either with your legs long or your legs standing, your feet standing. You choose. Or if you've had enough, just let yourself have another moment to rest and to feel the connection with yourself and the ground. And whenever you're ready, come up to stand, walk around. And return back to this very simple movement of rolling and rocking the pelvis whenever you wish to.